Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.
Now, every Monday on Heart Business, we shine a spotlight on an entrepreneur who is building something remarkable. And I'm going to speak tonight to Asanda Maqobuka, a rising star in South Africa's franchising industry, from launching a single chicken bar outlet to expanding the business model. Asanda is proving that youth-led entrepreneurship is really thriving, even in tough economic conditions. But here's my question. What does it take to scale a business in a very competitive industry, particularly the chicken industry? And are there lessons that other aspiring entrepreneurs can learn from this journey? Asanda, a very warm welcome. Good evening. It's nice to talk to you. Entrepreneurship is often glamorized. What has been the toughest part of getting your first franchise off the ground?
You know, I love that question because, you know, the toughest part, there's no glamour. One day you're the CEO, the next day you're HR, the next day you're the driver. I'm literally parked on the side of the road because I'm trying to sort out an issue that I had at the shop. But to answer your question, I think the biggest problem that I've encountered was finance. You know, as much as government says, you know, start a business, but they government is not coming to the party. So the biggest thing is raising capital to actually start this business and having the information. I think the one of the issues that we encountered was that we didn't have all the information, and you don't know what you don't know. So access to information and finance have been, you know, one of the biggest stumbling blocks that we had encountered when we initially started.
Before we talk about where the idea came from, how did you overcome that financial hurdle then? What was your plan?
You know, mom and dad are the bank. So what we then did, and I'm not, you know, I'm very proud to say, my parents took a shot in me. They gave me a property that we could use as collateral, and I did. So,
did they get free chicken?
No, they don't. No, they don't. But mom is my business partner. So,
Where did the idea come from?
Look, so I've always been an entrepreneur, and it's actually a long, very sad story, but always been an entrepreneur, but did a lot of work with government, but, you know, not getting paid and all of that. So my mom then decided, let's look into something that, you know, would generate money every day. And so the idea was, let's find something in food. And we got into a really, really bad franchise. We bought a franchise. You know, they sold us a dream, and we literally almost lost our home. And how Chicken Bar came about was, look, I had the equipment. They had a great concept. It was these container concepts, concept stores, and you could pick it up and move it should it not work in that location. So we opened one in Gauteng. It didn't work. I literally picked it up and moved it home being Mthatha, so that we don't lose, you know, our home. Yeah, and I was like, I've got the equipment, so let me figure it out. And that's how Chicken Bar came about.
What's your work ethic like? How much time initially did you have to put into this? And what about now? As you speak to me, you're on the side of the road dealing with a problem.
Yeah, look, you don't sleep. The more, you know, the bigger it gets and the more you grow, the harder you work. So it doesn't get any less. I mean, what I'm trying to do now is to work on the business, not work in the business, which, you know, that requires a lot of time as well. So it's constant. It's literally, you don't rest. I mean, I thought, you know, I've always heard entrepreneur stories, and like, you know, they work so hard, sleepless nights, but they're not lying. And I always thought, you know, everyone's trying to, it's like the story that we're told, and maybe they don't want us to be entrepreneurs, but no, it's literally every day.
You could not have chosen a more difficult industry. The food sector is notorious for thin profit margins and high competition. So what's been the key to your survival and growth as you pursue the franchising strategy?
You know, to be very honest with you, for us to even get to Chicken Bar, it was a matter of just opening a store to survive and not lose our home. And as you grow, it's literally just making food that I like, stuff that I want to eat. And we are in, look, our target market is your lower end segment, right? Your blue collar workers. So my thing was, let's make good, healthy food for that market as well, and at a reasonable price. So yeah, there's no big story really, like, or grand idea. It was just like, let's make good food, healthy food, for the target market. So the guy on the streets can come in with his $30, get a meal, and Jeremy Maggs can walk into Chicken Bar and feel like he can also get a meal.
Oh, I'm very excited about doing that. You talk about the $30 for the bucket. How do you determine price points?
Well, I mean, we work with a lot of consultants. So, I mean, and we're always evolving and changing our menu. So, you know, that's what we do. We just look at, providing the best meals possible at the lowest prices possible. So working with a lot of consultants and see where we can save the consumer a buck. Basically, in terms of our menu development,
in terms of your business model, is franchising the best way to go? Do you think it's a safer business model? Does it de-risk the business slightly?
Absolutely, but it also has to be ethical, right? So, as someone who bought into a franchise that was not members of the Franchise Association of South Africa, not ethical, I then, you know. So, yes, I think it's the best, but it has to be ethical because, I mean, either way, you can ruin someone's life if you are not doing business ethically. But it takes the risk away from them because Asanda's been burnt. I've figured out what to do and what not to do. So by the time a franchisee comes on board, it's a tried and tested business model. But it has to be ethical because I could just as well build this brand, Chicken Bar, and ruin someone's life, which is something that almost happened to me. So what we're trying to do is, you know, I don't want anyone to experience what I experienced. So yes, in that sense, I absolutely believe so. But it's also up to, you know, if you're looking for a business, a franchise is not necessarily the way to go because you can buy into a model where they've cooked the books and it's not what you're being sold and that could ruin you. So I don't know if that answers the question, but
The question perfectly. And let me ask you one final one. What's the 5-year plan or the 10-year plan here? Where do you see this going?
You know, Jeremy, can I be blatantly honest?
Be honest.
For me, it was just, let me save my home. Then it turns out, you know, then as we're growing, it's now we're in the process of opening up 2 more stores. I didn't have this big idea that I want, I get very emotional when I talk about it. I didn't have this big idea that I want 50 stores or 100 stores. It's literally just, you know, that was the plan. Now it's, let me open these 2 stores and hire these 20 people. Then, you know, as we go. So I don't have a, yes, absolutely. I'd love to see us having 50 stores, 100 stores going outside the country, right? But for me, it's just, this year the plan was I want to create 20 jobs. Next year, that will probably be changed depending on what I go through, right? But, yeah, sorry. I don't have...
I think that is the most honest answer I've ever heard, and I wish you nothing but success in this business of yours. The franchise operation is called Chicken Bar. The founder is Asanda Maqobuka. I do appreciate your time, and thank you so much, and good luck, and I'm looking forward to tasting it.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.